Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Quad City area Congressman Eric Sorensen says he's looking for ways to keep the Rock Island Arsenal Museum open. The U.S. Army announced last week plans to consolidate its museum locations from 29 to 12. The Arsenal's museum site is among those listed for possible closure.
And so I've already reached out with some community leaders and some elected leaders in Rock Island County to see if there's a way that not only could we save it on the Rock Island Arsenal, but if we can't save it on the Rock Island Arsenal, you know, is there a way that we could move it off of the island?
Illinois' 17th District Congressman is also co-sponsoring the Arsenal Workload Sustainment Act, which would help ensure military manufacturing continues at the base. The Pentagon is considering plans to consolidate commands at the Rock Island Arsenal as part of its ongoing efforts to reduce military spending. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker testified before a congressional committee on Thursday about the state's immigration policies and sanctuary state status. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto has more.
In his opening statement, Pritzker took aim at the Trump administration for deploying the National Guard and active duty Marines into California during anti-ICE protests. He called the move wrong, saying it only inflamed the situation and created a crisis.
We will not take away people's rights to peacefully protest. We also respect and expect this administration to respect the traditions and legal precedent that dictate how and when our National Guard and military are deployed.
The governors of Minnesota and New York also testified at the hearing. I'm Isabella Nieto.
The Iowa Board of Regents has approved tuition hikes at the state's three public universities starting this fall. The board finalized the next school year's tuition and mandatory fees on Thursday. In-state tuition at the University of Iowa will increase by 3%. Iowa's state's tuition is going up by 2.8%, and in-state students at the University of Northern Iowa will see a 2.7% increase. Tuition for out-of-state students will also increase by higher margins at all three schools. The Board of Regents said the tuition hikes will help offset growing financial challenges such as inflation, recruiting and retaining faculty, and student financial aid. The board also approved substantial salary increases for its university presidents. A high level of nitrate in the Raccoon and Des Moines rivers is threatening drinking water in the Des Moines area. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Gerlach reports the utility that supplies the metro area is asking people to cut back on watering grass so there's enough for people to drink.
Central Iowa Water Works supplies around 600,000 people in the Des Moines area. Businesses and residents that get water from its members in the region are now prohibited from watering their lawns. The hope is conservation will allow treatment facilities to keep nitrate in drinking water below the legal limit of 10 parts per million. Waterworks Executive Director Tammy Mattson says levels going out of the plant are currently around 9 parts per million.
So right now, your water is safe to drink. There are no concerns. Continue to drink your water. Just don't put drinking water on your lawn. It doesn't need drinking water.
Mattson says it's the first time the Metro Water System has put mandatory restrictions in place because of nitrates. She says they'll go on as long as levels are high in the rivers. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
The Illinois Supreme Court is tapping a longtime Rock Island County judge to fill a vacancy on the 14th Judicial Circuit Court, which takes in parts of the Quad City area. According to a news release, Associate Judge Richard Zimmer will fill the remaining term of Judge Linnea Thompson, who's stepping down next month. Zimmer has served on the bench in Rock Island and nearby counties since 2007 and is an Augustana College graduate. This is WVIK News.